Oi, you. It's time for another episode of Dorothy and the Dealer. Let's tune into the conversation.
Okay.
Hello.
Christmas. Christmas, 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 Christmas. Okay. Favorite Christmas song. You ready?
Go on.
Okay. Bing Crosby.
I love Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby and David Bowie.
Yes, that little song that they sing, and it goes around every year, and I love it.
Little Drummer Boy.
Very cool.
Come, they told me, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, a newborn king to see, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. I hope there's a record
but
deal
I
sitting
do
on the,
like,
I hope there's a record deal sitting on the end of that.
I do like Mariah Carey's one, except it just gets played today.
Oh, play, no, don't
I like
sing.
I like Wham.
I mean, honestly,
last Christmas I gave you my heart.
Isn't it funny that he died on Christmas Day?
Next day you gave it away.
Last Christmas I gave you my heart. That's a bit, I mean, it's a bit spooky. He actually died on Christmas Day.
There you go.
So last Christmas, it was his last Christmas, he did actually give his heart. He had a massive heart attack. Isn't that crazy? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's do this. Let's do this to them. You ready? So you got to come off and work out what the next line of this song is. Why not? Do it.
It's not a Christmas thing, though.
It doesn't matter. Blinded by the light. What are the lyrics to the rest of that to the rest of that line?
I've never known. I've never known anyone that's known the next lyrics of that song without looking them up.
Yes, I know what they are, and you know what they are
because they've been looked up.
Yes, but we'll tell them at the end.
Okay.
Will we?
Well, we can.
Maybe we won't.
We can if we want.
Okay,
they
what are we talking
actually
about?
Look them up.
Christmas is always
Google.
Christmas is always a bleeding stressful time for some people.
Yes.
Not always. I shouldn't say always. I mean, I just don't.
Well, it can be.
It can be stressful.
And because
financially,
everybody makes a big deal about it and making the presents thing.
Yes.
And stuff like that.
Yes.
I know a lot of people who do Christmas quite differently, so that that doesn't happen for them.
Yes.
But what we're going to talk about today is just how to make sure that you can, you know.
Yes, how you
can
sort that out.
Be okay there.
Well, you know what? You know, I learned a lot from my mum, the giant Ursula Behan. And what I learned from her was my mum was, she was the surrogate sister in my father's family.
Yes.
And my granddad on my dad's side took my mum in from her parents. And my mum's mum was beautiful. But my granddad on my mum's side was a severe alcoholic. And he was fairly abusive. So my grandfather took my mum in. And my mum was raised with the girls. And my mum was always very good with money. Very, very good with money. And so we, you know, we never went without. You know, and it was tough in Ireland. Like, you know, it was tough beyond what most people would know as tough, you know. And so what happened was my mum used to hang out with my dad's sisters all the time. They were all very close, very, very close in their family. 25 of the buggers, you know, there was a lot of them. And so they'd all go out for drinks on a Friday night. And they'd go to the same pub and they'd have drinkies and they'd all pile back to someone's house, normal stuff. But my mum used to keep all the girls accountable, especially the ones that had kids. And what she would do was, because some of them were very poor, you know, it was very, very, very tight back there. So my mum, so that none of them stressed at Christmas time, started a Christmas club. And every week she used to take, because they would always complain at Christmas time they had no money, and everybody would be lending each other money and trying to get to, you know, make sure that Santa turned up for the kids and all that sort of stuff. And so my mum used to take money off them every Friday, off each of the individual girls, and she had a book that she would write up, and she would store it, the money, under a floorboard in the bedroom of the house, which is the same place that my father used to save all his money, which I talked about, a massive amount of money. But what it did was it made sure that at Christmas time there was enough money to be able to get everybody through Christmas. Does that make sense?
And so she'd bring it together, and then at Christmas time she would give it back out to everybody.
She'd tax everybody, of course. Nobody's funny. But yeah, she would take everybody's money, and then she would give it all back to them at Christmas time, so everybody had money at Christmas. Which was really good, because what you're doing there is you're ensuring against a future fear around money.
So that's what we do, obviously, and what we teach in terms of how to manage your finances all through the year, right? So one of the things that we do is we make sure that you organize your finances so that when it comes time to have those big events or those big bills or those big outgoings, that you've got the money there so that you're not emotional about it. Because the biggest thing with money is actually not about the amount of money. It's the fact that you're emotional about your finances. And so when they're not organized, you're more emotional. When you're organized, even if you've got less, you're less emotional. And as a result of that, you're able to manage your money better, differently, because your emotion is not running it.
I mean, you know, how many of the masses at Christmas time are stressed and just piling up their credit card and, you know, they know that they got to pay it all off. And so, you know, instead of a Christmas vacation, what they're doing is that, you know, they're just creating stress over the time period.
Absolutely.
You know, and they're not vacating any of the stress at all.
Yeah. So,
and in fact, it's more stressful.
Yes, absolutely. You know?
So you got to insure against that stress. And I think Ursula, who's a genius with that stuff.
Yeah, did that from years ago.
Yeah,
so
when I was
that's
kid.
What we do. Like, you have a gifts account, I have a gifts account, and we make sure that we're – and no, that's not just for Christmas. That's all the way through the year.
Yeah.
And we put aside money every week in those accounts so that we're covering all the birthdays that we need to spend money on and all of the Christmas time events that we need to spend money on.
So, but I mean,
the gifts account.
If I was, you know, if I was the general public, I'd be sitting there thinking, yeah, but, you know, how do you work out how much money to save? How do you work out how much money to put aside? How do you work that out?
Well, you work it out easily because you work out everything else first. You work out all your other bits and pieces, your bills and all the other commitments you have. And then you work out within reason how much you can afford to spend on people. Mm. So oftentimes when you're not organized, you spend more than you think you need to or more than you need to, and that creates even more emotion. For me, I have a system in my family anyway that we only spend a certain amount on each person.
Well, you guys do something.
And then at Christmas time, we only buy one gift.
Tell me how that works.
Well, we all do.
Because I'd be pissed off if I only got one gift.
Well, sometimes I am, but sometimes I'm not. But the benefit of getting one gift is it's a more expensive gift.
Right.
So that you're not getting like little $10 gifts or little things that you don't really need, knickknacks
right.
you don't need. You're actually getting to either choose your gift or somebody chooses the gift for you, but you're getting a more expensive gift. So you, all the adults, the kids are different, obviously.
Right, right.
And we give them a year's grace when they turn 18. So 19, at 19 years old, they don't get Christmas anymore.
Really?
They have to be an adult, yeah. So they go into the pool and they're an adult.
Oh.
So it's Gabby's first year being an adult this year.
So she'll only get one gift.
She'll only get one gift.
Oh, the poor kid.
I don't think she's handling it very well.
That's devastating.
Anyway, but all the other kids get gifts from everyone, but the adults all do a, you know, pick a name out of a hat, and we have one person that we gift to.
Right.
And but you're spending more money. And then also we have a system through the year for the birthdays that we only buy birthday gifts for the kids. We either give money or vouchers to a certain value to the adults. Mm-hmm. And that way it just keeps it all, because we've got a million people in my family, so it's a bit like it gets full on. I've got a two-week period in the end of May, beginning of June, where I have 15 birthdays in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So
really?
I have
15 birthdays in 2 weeks.
Your daughter and your mum are part of that, by the way. So starting from the 23rd of May, which is Lola's birthday, to the 3rd of June, I have 15 birthdays.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's mental.
Wow.
Mental. So it doesn't work for me not to put money aside. It's the only way it works.
Yeah.
Because that way I'm not emotional. I know
so
this is how much
I'm. Let's talk about it in terms of business, because people's businesses, you know, the great Jack Canfield said, you know, when everybody's taking a break at Christmas,
yes,
that's when you should be working.
Yes.
That's when you should be organizing yourself, building your vision, building your mission, building your business plan, structuring your year. You should all be, everybody should be doing it.
Yeah.
At that Christmas point, when everybody else is taking a break.
Oh, and a lot of people have quiet times over Christmas, depending on the business. But for example, you know, if you're, you know, for us, seminar-wise, we choose not to run seminars over that Christmas period. A lot of people are away. You want to be at home with the kids, so we choose not to run seminars. So it could be easy for it to be a quiet period over Christmas time. But we put other things in practice so that we're not having that scenario occur for us. We've worked in the past with clients, business clients who are school photographers, and obviously school's not in at Christmas time.
Yeah.
So their business went quiet over the Christmas period, and what you want to be doing is putting something in place that is still aligned with what you do, but maybe doesn't have the connection with the schools, so it actually makes money over the Christmas period, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you want to be able to. For me, the Christmas period is all about pre-planning, right? Because if you pre-plan, you're organized. When you're organized, you're not emotional. But, right, we're sitting here now. We're only, a handful of weeks away from Christmas.
Yeah.
And people are like, our clients won't be like that because they will be diligently implementing the Masterminder money principles in place. But if they're not, what are some of the things that they could do to help them deal with this this period of time, do you think?
Well, we know that, first off, I'm a big advocate of the how can I question,
which is
the one question that really lights up the brain the most. And when you're going, you ask yourself the question, how can I have a Christmas break and have my organization earn more money? Or how can I have a Christmas break and be paid more? How can I have a Christmas break and be paid to be off at Christmas time or double my income? It doesn't mean when you ask the question, you're going to get the answer straight away. But the more you keep asking yourself that question, the quicker the answers will gravitate towards you. You're a broadcasting system. So if you're broadcasting that question, the answers will come to you. We find that all the time.
All the time.
I had young Dave from the photography company. And I don't know whether I've told this story before, but he had a photography business, and he specialised in schools. His quietest time was the Christmas break, and it was like kids are off school through Christmas for like two and a half to up to even 3 months, depending on the system. But he, I said to him, but that's the time when you have to diversify your organization. What are you guys doing at that time period? So he put together little photograph booths in shopping centers and just diversified like that, and then went on to sell his company for a fortune. But you got to ensure against the time periods where you perceive there's going to be a laxity in your organization. Mm-hmm. And you got to use, we got a gap here. What do we do here? We have to think outside the square. We have to do something different. Mm-hmm. There's a trillion things. It's unlimited, the things that you can do over that time period to generate revenue in your organization, but you've got to insure against it well in advance, so that you don't go through that.
But
anything, you've got to stop the emotion.
Of course, but we're not well in advance now, right?
Yeah.
We're only a short few weeks out. So what do people do on a personal level, would you suggest, in order to not have the emotion? Well, look, I know
the first thing I'd say is I would start that saving campaign
anyway. Absolutely. Anyway. 100% agree.
Let
this
be the message that goes, I'm going to open that bank account.
Do I want next year to be the same example of my creation as this year, or do I want to increase it? Or do I want to, improve? So I agree with that. I also know some people that don't do Christmas the same way, and they deliberately, they only get presents for the kids, and they deliberately don't spend money.
Yeah.
And they arrange it with the families that they spend quality time together as opposed to spending money, because Christmas is it's a construct, it's so commercialized now as well that we can go down that road. You love Christmas though, I know you.
Oh, I'm a Christmas freak.
You're a Christmas freak. Start playing.
But I've
Christmas
handmade you a Christmas
now.
Present this year.
Have you?
Yeah, so it's made out of a bicycle chain, some feathers, and some gravel.
You wouldn't handmade
bicycle
anything.
Chain, feathers, and gravel.
It's not the point though. My point is that. Some people, it doesn't have to be, spending money doesn't have to be the
no, I mean, you look at what our family did for Christmas. So Aunt has a really big family.
Yeah.
Everybody gets involved. I have a small family. Everybody gets invited over. It's at my house this year.
Yes.
So everybody has strict instructions on what they have to bring.
Yeah.
So it's like, everybody has to bring a plate. Yep. Somebody's in charge of the turkey. We have a Christmas club.
Yeah.
Everybody puts into the Christmas club.
Right.
And at Christmas time, there's money put forward that says, okay, we're going to spend this on this, this on this. So this will go on the meats. So somebody has to cook the turkey and bring the turkey over. This will go on the potatoes. This will go. So we, meat and potatoes.
Yeah, I know. Irish. The
first
Irish.
The first two things that come up. And that's how we do it. So thinking about it differently and handing over the responsibility of some of that stuff and make it about pulling everybody together, and everybody brings a plate. My mother brings her trifle.
Yes, I know.
Where's the trifle?
Yes, she does.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
And, you know, me and my sweet tooth.
Yes, I do.
So I just take one bowl and I head into the toilet. I lock the door and I just eat until I vomit.
But it is. That's what Christmas is about. Like, it's about that connection, right? It's about, like, bringing everybody together.
Yeah, and making sure you're not
So it doesn't have to be it doesn't have to be as emotional. Obviously, having kids and you want to do the right thing, or you want to feel like you're making the kids feel important by getting them little things, but it doesn't have to be as, you know, big as all that, right?
Yeah. I love Christmas. I love it with the kids as well, you know. Did I tell you about Ollie, me switching on the Christmas tree last year?
No.
So I bring Ollie in. I'll tell the anyway. So I bring Ollie into the room. We've a very big Christmas tree because I love Christmas. Massive Christmas tree. All the stuff is on there and Ollie's never seen the lights. And so he's only like 1.5. He's almost two. So I bring him in and, you know, he's looking at this big green thing in the corner and he can't see. He's looking at it as if to go, what the hell is that? Who's put that in the lounge room? And then I hit the switch and he just goes like this, wow! You know, he just has this sense of excitement and he turns around and looks at us and he goes, wow! You know,
that's right. Like, wow. So I was
just
cute.
Like, oh my God, that is just what it's all about. So that's cute. What Christmas is about.
Absolutely.
Isn't it?
All right.
Okay.
Christmas.
Crimber. Oh, will we tell them the words of that song?
Oh, what are the words of the song?
It's revved up like a deuce. Oh, I don't know. They'll have to work it out, eh? They'll have to work it out.
Google.
Yeah, Google.
Google.
Love you guys.
See ya.
Bye.